From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. This week, we're devoting time to the Liberty City section of Miami because 9 people were shot, 2 were killed, and scores of bullets were fired back in June. Historically, this neighborhood has had a dicey relationship with police. It's where the McDuffie race riots erupted in the 1980s. Nadege Green reports it's further complicated by a prevalent no-snitch culture, which means few witnesses will cooperate with police.
Liberty Square is Miami's oldest housing project. Locals call it the Pork and Beans, and it's the epicenter of the neighborhood's gang problem. In and around the projects are clusters of sad stuffed animals, their once vibrant colors faded. The makeshift displays are anchored by candles, empty liquor bottles, or crosses. If you see one, it means someone died here.
Alone, there are several funerals being conducted of babies that was murdered in these streets.
Last year, Vicky Hemingway's son, Larry Valentine, confronted a man about stealing the family's motorcycles. Later, the man came back with a gun.
The guy came back and shot him. Shot the house up like 68, 74 times. And after the shooting was over, I called for him because he was outside. And he ran in the house and he ran up to me. And he said, "Mama, I've been shot." And we both fell on the ground. And I called 911. He didn't make it.
Valentine was 23. His murder remains unsolved.
But I'm just angry because I know the kids on my street know, and they've been knowing me for a long time. And everybody called me Auntie Vicky. Everybody know me. And it's sad that no one has came and said anything about it, about who did it. So I just leave it in the hands of God.
No one's saying who killed Vicky's son. And Miami police say no one's coming forward about the mass shooting in June either.
I get frustrated because so many people were there and we did not have anyone saying anything.
Commander Dana Carr oversees patrol in Liberty City. She was called to the scene of the June mass shooting after 2 men sprayed a crowd with gunfire from an AK-47 and AR-15. It happened across the street from the Pork and Beans. 7 people were injured, 2 died, all innocent bystanders. There were at least a dozen witnesses, but Carr has been met with silence, a common issue in the neighborhood. 5 years ago, there was another mass shooting in Liberty City. Again, 7 people were shot, 2 died. A suspect was arrested, but the case was dropped. Witnesses would not cooperate.
I always ask, which shooting? What will it take for change? At some point, you have to get mad and say, enough is enough.
Those were my friends got killed on that step right there.
Larry Fulton points to a wilted display of teddy bears near the staircase where the mass shooting happened. He lives 1 block away.
All around the sidewalk, it's nothing but makeshift graves.
Solutions don't come easy on how to improve the Pork and Beans and the areas around it.
When you crunch it all down, it is a problem with conflict resolution.
If the community had bustling businesses and had the investment that other communities have, then we wouldn't have this conversation.
If we only had the component of the residents saying what they know, I think that we can solve this problem.
Commander Carr, Commissioner Keon Hardiman, and Mayor Tomas Regalado proposed different solutions to the same problem. But all 3 agree that to solve these shootings, the community and the police have to work together. And that hasn't happened. Commander Carr says the mass shooting in June was so horrific, perhaps it may be the one to convince the community that they should cooperate and share tips with the police. That maybe
something positive comes out of it, because we see what not being able to put bad people in jail can do. It just, to me, breeds brazenness.
Miami police want anyone with information about the mass shooting or any Liberty City shooting to contact the anonymous hotline at 305-471-TIPS. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?